The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. The treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we discuss various topics and we try to gather the pearls of knowledge and wisdom. And today, the topic we have brought for you, that is the reward of abandoning sin, subhanAllah. This is a fascinating and amazing topic. You will, inshallah, listen so much from Quran and Ahadith, as well as from the accounts of our pious predecessors. What reward they attained when they abandoned sins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. But before we proceed, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhul Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I'll present it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Lord. Respective verse, we heard a beautiful verse from the Holy Quran, from Surah Ar-Rahman, verse number 46. And we learned that how a person attains reward from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two paradises, the one who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufassireen, they have said that this ayah was revealed in the excellence of the first caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. It is narrated that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting, he was contemplating about the matters of the hereafter. In his imagination, he pictured the state and the time of the day of judgment. How will these galaxies, these skies will be wrapped up, and how the mountains will fly like a cotton. Allahu Akbar. And how these stars will dismantle, and this such horrific state on the day of judgment. In the day of judgment on the plains of Mahshar, Mizani Amal, the scale, and then the matters of Jannah and Jahannam, the decision, who will go into Jannah and who will be going towards Jahannam. Right? When he was just thinking about these matters of the hereafter, he was overcome with the dominance of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, if only I was green grass and an animal had eaten me, had I not been born and created. When Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala and was contemplating, thinking about this, that was the moment when this ayah was revealed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Lord, subhanAllah. So this tells that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an is a dweller of Jannah. Rather, for him, there are two Jannahs. The glad tiding of two Jannahs has been given to Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Yaqeenan manba'e khawfe khuda Siddiq Akbar hai, haqeeqi aashiq khairul wara Siddiq Akbar hai. No doubt the one who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the personality of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu an, and no doubt the one who truly loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the personality of Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Nihayat muttaqiyo parsa Siddiq Akbar hai, taqi hai, balki shahe atqiya Siddiq Akbar hai. No doubt in piety, no one is like Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And rather, he is leader of those who are muttaqi, those who are pious, he is leader of them. Ameerul Mu'mini hain aap, Imamul Muslimi hain aap, Nabi ne Jannati jinko kaha, Siddiq Akbar hain. He is Ameer of Mu'mineen. He is leader of believers. He is Imam of Muslimin. And the one who was called the valor of Jannah by the Prophet is the Zat of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And the one who got glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran for the two Jannahs is the Zat of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala. And respected viewers of Madani Channel, all Sahaba Ikram, they have been given the glad tidings of Jannah. Subhanallah. Ar Sahabi ye Nabi Jannati Jannati. Sab Sahabiyat bhi Jannati Jannati. Every Sahabi Rasul, companion of the Prophet, is the valor of Jannah, is destined to Jannah. And every female Sahabiyah, Sahabiyat, they are also dwellers of Jannah. Char Yarani Nabi Jannati Jannati Hazrat Siddiq bhi Jannati Jannati. All four friends of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they are dwellers of Jannah, meaning Siddiq Akbar, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, Sayyidina Uthman, and Sayyidina Ali Murtaza karraballahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and Umar Farooq Azam, Uthman Ghani, Fatima and Ali, Hassan and Hussein, Walidain Nabi, the parents of Prophet, every wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Sufyan and Sayyidina Muawiyah radiyallahu an, each and every Sahabi Rasul is the valor of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also Jannah through their virtue, through their sadaqah. Ameen, Bijahin Nabi, Ameen. We are talking about the reward one attains when he abandons sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Lord Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great scholar of Islam. And he was also tabi'i buzurg, meaning the one who had got the company of Sahabi Rasul. That personality is called tabi'i. So Mujahid rahmatullahi ta'ala was a scholar as well as tabi'i. He says that the meaning of this verse is that when a person intends to commit a sin and then he remembers to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be held accountable before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then because of this fear of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he abandons sin. For that fortunate one is the glad tidings of these two Jannas. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So respective viewers, these two Jannas are not just restricted for Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala, but inshallah, according to this tafsir of Tabi'i Buzurg, everyone who intends to commit sin, but then he abandons for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah he will be attaining two Jannas as a reward from the court of his Lord Azza wa Jal. And what would be the excellence of two Jannas? Let's listen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Rahman, Dhawata Afnan. And then another place it is said, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجُرِيَانِ ذَوَاتَا أَفْنَانِ, possessing branches. So this is the description of that Jannah, Allahu Akbar. And another place, فِيهِمَا عَيْنَانِ تَجُرِيَانِ, there are two springs flowing within each of them. Meaning in these two Jannahs, there are two springs flowing. Allahu Akbar. And one is known as Tasneem and the other Salsabil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further describes these two Jannas. Feehima min kulli faakihatin zawjan. There are two kinds of food within each of them. Subhanallah. In tafsir, it is mentioned two types means that some fruits were seen in the world whilst other fruits are so amazing and wondrous that they have never been seen before. Or it implies that some fruits are dry and others are fresh. Or it means that some fruits are completely sweet and others are mixed with different flavors. These are the blessings one attains when he abandons sins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Jannah, full of blessings, with kawthar, with salsabil, with tasneem, subhanallah, with these springs, with these branches, with these trees, with these fruits. Allahu Akbar, they are prepared for you and for me, for the believers, and especially for them who abandon sins for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, let's learn an account of an individual, a young man in the time of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam, the second caliph of Islam. Allahu Akbar. He was a very pious individual. Even Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala would be impressed by looking at his ibadah, his worship. And he would offer salah in masjid and then he would go home. And on his way to home, there used to live a woman. And she used to have a negative intention about that individual, that young man. And she would call for the sin that he would ignore. One day, he also got temptation and he went close to her, to that woman who had a bad intention. Now, as soon as that young man approached and got closer to her, he remembered the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal ladhina ittaqaw idha massahum ta'ifun minash shaytan tadhakkaru fa idha hum mubsirun. Indeed, when the pious are affected by a thought from shaitan, they recollect divine command. Thereupon they see clearly. Meaning, when shaitan affects the heart with evil thoughts, reflecting upon divine power, blessings, reward, and punishment can help one to overcome sinful temptations. So as soon as he remembered this verse of the Holy Quran, he was overcome with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he fainted and fell on the ground. When he did not reach home for a long time, his father, he went to search. And when he saw his son fainted on the ground, he brought him home. When he got consciousness back, then he told all the account to his father. And then, when he was mentioning this account, he recited that very verse, Allahu Akbar. He screamed out loud and he passed away. Allahu Akbar. He was given ghusl, he was shrouded, and he was buried at night. In the morning, Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and when he got to know about this, then he came at the qabr of this young lad. Where? At the grave of this young man, and he recited this verse. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And there are two paradises for the one who fears standing before his Lord. Now that individual inside that grave, he responded to Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me two jannas. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the in'am, this is the reward. So one thing we also learn, that this not only mentions the excellence of Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, but also mentions the excellence of those who are awliya Allah, those they are close to Allah, those they are friends of Allah, those they fear Allah, subhanAllah. Even from their grave they can see and they can talk. Through the ability granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected viewers, these awliya Allah, they used to have dominance of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would cry, they would shed tears, remembering the horrific day of judgment. They would cry to the extent that they would have the signs of their tears on their faces. Allahu Akbar. And some would even go fainted. And we also heard that some would pass away just due to having the fear of standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of accountability. What is our condition? Where do we stand? How much fear do we have? How much do we contemplate? What is our state and our condition? I should reflect upon myself, and you should do yourself. Respective of Madani Shain, these programs we bring is the reason we gather the pearls of knowledge and wisdom. This is the reason why bringing these programs is to learn from the seerah of our pious predecessors. We learn from the accounts of those who had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had taqwa, they had fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those they were granted in'am, rewards from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likes of these great personalities, the dhikr we learned about. Young man, subhanallah, the way he had the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who have this fear, and then what reward they attain, they get two jannas, and we heard the description of the jannah, Allahu Akbar, the bounties, the favors, much better is waiting for us in the hereafter. Let's prepare for that. Time is short, inshallah. We will continue this topic next week in part two. Keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting salat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through